On Monday, the 14th of September, Professor Helen Lenski of the University of Toronto spoke at UBC's Green College as part of the Olympic Critics Speaker Series, which News 101 will be covering. She is the author of three books on the impact of the Olympic Games, including Inside the Olympic Industry, Power, Politics, and Activism, The Best Olympics Ever, Social Impacts of Sydney 2000, and her third book, Olympic Industry Resistance, Challenging Olympic Power and Propaganda. Professor Lenski spoke about why the Olympic industry has been subject to so little scrutiny.
In the first two books, I attempt to understand why the Olympics seem to hold almost universal appeal, and they manage to avoid the kind of public scrutiny and media and academic scrutiny that most multinational counterparts are subjected to. And I use Chomsky and Herman's propaganda model and talk about corporate elites manufacturing consent with persuasive messages obscuring the profit motive. And with the Olympics, we have rhetoric about peace building, intercultural understanding, celebration of sporting excellence. And Olympic critics don't have access, obviously, to a public relations budget that resembles anything like the Olympic budget. You saw that in Vancouver with the plebiscite, where the amount of money that the yes side had to plaster the city with vote yes messages was huge compared to the shoestring amount of money that the no side had to try to get word out, and I can't remember, maybe someone here can tell me, it was something like it cost the yes side $9 to generate a yes vote and it cost the no side 60 cents or something. Does that sound
about 3
right?
3 cents more likely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we had a total of about $1,500.
Yeah. So there was no resounding yes support for this. Because journalists are sometimes, in the last few days, have been asking me, why do I think that there's not huge excitement among residents of Whistler and Vancouver, or more specifically Vancouver. But there was no resounding groundswell of support in the beginning. So as things unfold, there's more and more reason not to be excited.
Professor Lenski also spoke about the role universities have played in the Olympics.
As you know from the previous books, to implicate the university, many universities in Australia and Canada in particular, the ones I'm familiar with, as being collaborators in the Olympic industry. The material benefits and cultural capital gained by academics who are generally supportive of the Olympics contribute to the chilly climate that I've experienced and many of my critical sport colleagues have experienced. There is a threat to academic freedom posed by the corporatisation of universities, which is another whole big issue. But it seems I'm puzzled and disturbed when I see that sports scholars who are critical of virtually every other aspect of sport hold back when it comes to the Olympics. And I wonder if their unofficial membership in the so-called Olympic family, because they are in centres for Olympic studies that are growing up around Western countries and Western countries. And the goosebumps effect of rubbing shoulders with Olympic athletes and sporting celebrities, and this all leads them to refrain from seeing the Olympics as critically as one would hope an academic would do, given that there is, in theory, academic freedom in the universities.
The Olympic Critics Speaker Series continues on Monday, the 28th of September, with Laura Robinson. Her lecture is entitled The IOC, Olympic Dreams, and the Media. Ms. Robinson is a freelance journalist and writer working out of Toronto. News 101 will continue to report on the speaker series until it ends on the 7th of December.